Well, the most important match of the year has concluded. No, not the one you're thinking of. I'm, of course, talking about the Recklink Community Cup. But as always, there is more football to discuss. This morning, we're turning our attention to the sidelines with Black Swan State Theatre Company and barracking for the umpire. It's the debut play from comedian and radio host Andrea Gibbs. A look at the Williams family, who reunite as the local footy club gets set to honour Doug with a Lifetime Achievement Award. But of course, as always, there's much more afoot. Andrea joins us this morning. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Aussies bloody love football.
Oh, yeah, don't we? What a pretty easy topic to write a play about, to get bums on seats.
I was going to say, you must love it yourself because this is your debut theatre work. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Always been floating around in the back of your head?
Well, I wrote the first two scenes, which is still the current two scenes in the play, in 2017. And that was part of a workshop that I did at the Blue Room Theatre. And we had a reading of those two scenes and... there were a couple of people from Black Swan in the audience then, and that kind of was swirling around in their head, I think. So when they created the Funny Girl Initiative, which is to get a female playwright to write a comedy each year for 3 years, they approached me and asked me if I wanted to do the first one. And I honestly probably would not have written, I wouldn't have written a play if it hadn't have been because of that initiative and, yeah, having the kind of the support from Black Swan to do that.
Well, we're very lucky that you took up the offer because we now get to see Barracking for the Umpire. A lot of this has a bit of your own family story in it as well as that of the Williams family in the play.
Yeah, it was a real jumping off point. So it is set in Donnybrook, which is the country town that I grew up in. The title itself is references a running joke in our family. So my father played for the Donnybrook Footy Club for about 5 years in the late 60s, early 70s, and then got a lot of concussions. And then he, so bad that the last time he went to the doctor, the doctor said, the next time you're here, you're going to leave in a body bag. It was that bad. But he loves footy so much that he hung up his boots, but he picked up a whistle. And so he became the first local umpire in the Southwest Football League.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And all the other umpires would come down from Perth. But my mum would still go along to his games and watch him, even though he was the umpire. And so she was the only person at the ground ever barracking for the umpire. So that's where the title comes from.
That's a tough gig, sitting in the stands with your thermos and your sausage rolls and maybe hearing people not too happy with the umpire's decisions.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a toot, you know, when those decisions are like, I got your back, Jeff. Yeah.
Well, back in the days when you could drive up to the football fields.
Oh, it was so cool.
Park your cars around them, isn't it?
Yep. So much fun. So much fun. Yeah, that's a vivid memory that I have. Yeah, we'd pull up the old Ford Falcon and we'd all sit on the Roo Bar and Mum would give you some couple of dollars to go down and get some chips, and you come back and you sit on the Roo Bar and eat your chips.
And then retire to the footy club for the presentations and a pub squash.
Yeah. I mean, that was the weekend, wasn't it? It was just it brought the whole town together. It
absolutely
still does, yeah.
And that's the other thing. It's set in Donnybrook, which is where you're from. It could happen, and this story could be applied to any sort of regional town or any country or local football club, really, couldn't it?
It really could, yeah. And we had just the first audience on Friday night. Absolutely loved it. And that was one of the comments that people were just like, that was just like my own family. I got an email from a lady the next day who said, I feel like if I just walked back into the theatre now, the family would still be going about their business.
Because
it's kind of that realistic, yeah.
We're speaking this morning with Andrea Gibbs, talking about Barracking for the Umpire. It's a new production showing at the Subiaco Arts Centre, looking at the family from a local football club and what happens when you have to swap your boots for your umpire whistle and the conversation that maybe doesn't always come with that. And that's something that the play does focus on, CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Nailed it. Why is it that we're reluctant to talk about that? Because it is so prevalent, especially in things like football.
Yeah, well, I think there's a real cultural shift, especially kind of over the last few years. Older players would say that we're sanitising football by bringing in these rule changes and we're softening football, but it's not. It's just about protecting the well-being of players, really. But the thing that was so great about, which makes it such, fruitful a topic to talk about, was when I went back and did all the research of the language that we used to use around concussions and around people getting knocked out. You know, like... The major channel stations used to do these, you know, montages of players being knocked out and AFL's biggest hits, and yeah. it was almost celebrated, the toughness, the courage, the hardness of these players. But what you're seeing is someone basically hitting a brick wall and getting knocked out, and then, you know, the repercussions of that later on down the track are horrific, you know, not just for the player but their family as well. So
completely.
Yeah, we're seeing more of that come to light, and more people, other players are being braver and talking about it now. Others are hiding it, and we've seen the consequences of what happens there. So, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to see the generational change, because Doug, the father character, played at a particular time, and his son, who's in the play, he's a current AFL player, and so that is brought up, that discussion is brought up about how it wouldn't happen now. And even the way that the commentators talk about the hard knocks, like you see it when someone gets knocked out, they don't replay it as much as they used to. They're very careful around their language about how courageous they are and stuff.
Well, that's it. It's usually minimised to a knock on the head, and that has changed. It's interesting because I imagine in the play the dynamic between father and son, and that conversation has to take place. It's about something pretty specific to their life and to the play. It's about football and CTE. But that same sort of dynamic can be taken and applied, I imagine, to many other conversations between family members.
Well, that's right. And like all of the characters, I mean, they're a footy mad family, but that just means that they're passionate about footy. You could put in any passion in, you know, like we all have our kind of things that we're slightly addicted to. There is one character in the play who decides that she doesn't want to watch football anymore. So she's kind of the black sheep of the family. So they all have their own journeys, and it's not... you know, Doug's story is about his health and that he sacrificed that for football, but all of the other characters have sacrificed something personal for the game as well. And they're kind of questioning that at the end.
Yeah. Last time that we spoke, you had released a card game, the Think Back Stack, made people jog their memory and start a conversation. This time you're getting a theatre piece up, and it's about family and, again, starting a conversation. I'm sensing a bit of a theme in your work here, Andrea.
Yeah, why not? We'll get people chatting after a show, telling each other's stories. Because, honestly, there was in the research of this play, I could have gone in so many directions, and I just had to really distill it to kind of, I guess, what I love and what I'm passionate about, and that is true storytelling. This is fiction, of course, but it is bringing it right back down to the personal and the minutiae and the core of who we are.
Right. If you want to go and see Barracking for the Umpire, you can get your tickets now through the Black Swan website. It's showing at the Subi Arts Centre till October 23. Andrea, thank you very much for being on
Pleasure.
Breakfast.
Thank you.